It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. On this date in 1887, a young woman not quite 21, born in western Massachusetts, stepped off a train in Tuscumbia, Alabama, after a journey of more than 1,200 miles. Her name was Annie Sullivan, and she was about to take on yet another challenge in a young life already crowded with formidable obstacles. The child of impoverished Irish immigrants, she was all but rendered blind by an eye infection when she was 5. Her mother died when she was 8, and her father abandoned her and her little brother 2 years later. Committed to the public almshouse in Tewkesbury, her brother died after only 4 months, but Annie remained there for 4 years. In 1880, when she was 14 and desperate for an education, she was allowed to go to the Perkins Institute for the Blind in Boston. After several operations, she recovered partial vision, and her goal was to become a teacher of the blind. At about the same time Annie enrolled at Perkins, 44-year-old Arthur Keller, a newspaper editor and former Confederate Army captain, and his 24-year-old second wife, celebrated the birth of their first child, a daughter named Helen. Before her second birthday, an illness which may have been meningitis or scarlet fever left the child both deaf and blind. By 1886, the Kellers were frantic to find someone to help their child learn to communicate. A visit to a specialist in Baltimore resulted in a referral to telephone inventor Alexander Graham Bell, who was working with deaf children at the time. Bell advised them to contact the Perkins Institute. The school's director arranged for Annie Sullivan to become the child's teacher. It was the beginning of a 49-year-long relationship during which Annie became Helen's mentor and eventually her companion and confidant. When she arrived in Tuscumbia, Annie started to teach Helen by spelling words into her hand, beginning with D-O-L-L, for the doll she had brought her as a present. Helen was frustrated at first because she did not understand that every object has a name. But just a month later, Helen experienced a major breakthrough when she realized that the motions her teacher were making on the palm of her hand while running cool water over the other hand symbolized the idea of water. It was as if the child was instantly electrified with a desire to learn new words, and for the rest of the day, she nearly exhausted her teacher by demanding to know the names of all the other familiar objects in her little world. By that night, she had learned 30 words. Annie had become a teacher at last, and Helen would be her only pupil. Until Annie's death in 1936, they were all but inseparable. Helen Keller would learn to talk, graduate with honors from Radcliffe College, and write an autobiography that would be translated into more than 50 languages, as well as other books, essays, and speeches. She traveled the world and met every U.S. president from Grover Cleveland to John F. Kennedy. When she died in 1968, she was praised as one whose spirit will endure as long as man can read and stories can be told of the woman who showed the world there are no boundaries to courage and faith. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 3rd, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.